Birmingham, 1974, there occurred a bloody murder. 21 people killed by bombs, the result of an IRA blunder. Within 3 hours, the British state from the first available scapegoats. 5 Irishmen bound for Belfast, about to board the boat. And this is their story, very sad but true, of how 6 men were falsely imprisoned for something they didn't do. And if any should say British justice is the very best in the world, tell them, well, of course it is, but a vested interest in search. The men were taken to Markham to be tested for explosives. Tests which have since proved ambiguous, but at the time were held as conclusive. One scientist's word was sufficient to condemn the Irishmen. Like vultures, the police moved in to begin interrogations. In the circumstances, how well do you think the men's rights were observed? The cops thought they had the bombers. Do you think they kept their judgment reserved as innocent till proven guilty of any meaning at all? When you're alone in a police cell surrounded by cops being kicked around like a ball. In a dark windowless room, half a dozen detectives were waiting. Billy Power was thrown in the serious questions about to begin. He was kicked and hit and punched from all sides, spread eagle against a wall. They kicked him and punched him again. A voice from the dark said, stretch his balls. Soon after, poor Billy surrendered, screamed, I'll tell you anything you want me to say. Sat in his own excretia, he could hardly speak. He remained in a daze whilst cops compiled his statements of how he'd planted the bombs. They threatened him with the treatment again, so Billy signed a confession. Thursday night till Monday morning, the men were in police custody. They couldn't talk to each other, they couldn't see a solicitor. Deprived of food and sleep, all part of procedure to break the men. Johnny Walker blacked out twice. They took guy in his hand when he signed his confession. Richard McElhenney was threatened with a gun. The cops said it was okay to shoot him, that the Home Office had given permission. The cop asked him if he was going to sign, put the gun against his head. Played Russian roulette with a blank when he bagged McElhenney, thought he was dead. Leyland workers staged a walkout. Their banners said, hang the IRA, the Labour government in power at the time rushed through the PTA. In their war on the Irish people, the British wanted vengeance. Despite glaring omissions in so-called confessions, the 6 men hadn't a chance. The judge dismissed their claims, said it would have meant there'd been a conspiracy between 15 officers from 2 different forces, as if it was an impossibility. The police, in fact, became heroes, got their promotion and victory medals. The 6 men got life imprisonment, and 13 years on, they're still in jail. The men protested their innocence, but it fell mainly on deaf ears. They wanted to bring the policeman to trial. The appeal took 7 years. Lord Denning dismissed their claims out of hand, said these actions cannot go on. What he really meant was the state machine could never admit it. safe and satisfactory. For if it ever gets out that the status is wrong, well, what would be